Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two are good friends here in studio with us, Mike Krakowski, Queen of All Saints, Rick Metzing, the owner of Bar Down, this Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. at Queen of All Saints. They're going to be having a shindig, which we're going to get to in a minute. But first, I got to say, first of all, the stream is going crazy about Cardinals baseball and Superman.
It's been a wild hour.
And I told the guys that when we went on break, I really had to pee. And I still haven't peed because I see Wheeler walk into Andrew's green room.
His little room there.
And he's just windmilling. His arms are flailing.
Well, I knew I could let it go, right? I could let it go because he's seen it, so there's no spoilers or anything like that.
So I walk in there, and I was like hit with a force field.
And as soon as you open the door, I'm like, close the door.
Yeah.
Because I'm yelling.
Kevin slammed the door and went, okay.
I was losing it.
He really let it fly. So if all of you Superman lovers out there, like Christian Earl said, all your Superman takes are invalid.
That was great, Christian. That made me laugh.
You should have been in that green room.
Yeah.
Only the real Superman could have shut him down.
Oh, even,
I don't
even,
think, I don't think not, even
not
the
that,
real
Superman. Not that dumb baby Superman. I'd have fooled his dumb ass. He'd have been, oh, don't do that. I'm going to do it anyway. And he's like, okay.
Well, there you go. Janelle, no need to come in on Thursday. We have our new movie review.
Don't do that. I know nothing about movies,
that
man.
That could be a whole thing for you. Just screaming guys.
Stupid movie reviews?
The screaming guy.
I don't understand framing or anything like that.
Let's talk about terms of endearment. What a stupid movie.
Oh, man.
All right, boys. So how you been? How are things?
Doing good. Doing great. We're in our eighth annual Tafton & Cork STL event. Beer, wine, food, tasting event with a live band.
Should have great weather, too.
The weather is going to be perfect. It is going to be fantastic.
How are things at Bar Down?
Bar Down, we're doing really well. We're getting ready to get into our hockey season.
Yeah.
This will be our third actual season going in. We're coming up on our two-year anniversary on January 19th.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very nice. For the people who didn't hear you last time, just kind of introduce what the vibe is there.
Yeah. Bar Down Sports Bar, we're a hockey-themed bar. We're not only a hockey-themed bar, but we were sitting on top of a ice rink and a roller hockey rink. So that's what drives the business, you know, there right now. But you can come in and watch NFL football on Sunday, Monday, and Thursdays, pick up a baseball game, pick up some cold beers and some great food.
Where are you guys located?
We're at 11133 Lindbergh Business Court, St. Louis, Missouri, 63123.
Good old South County bar.
Yes, sir.
I said probably 6 months ago on the show, so I'm a lifelong St. Louisan, but I grew up over on the east side. So I didn't get here until law school and the whole, like, where'd you go to high school? This is all new to me. But now that I've gotten to know St. Louis, I said about 6 months ago that if someone came from Norway and said, introduce me to a real St. Louisan, I would drive to South County. Like, to me, South County sort of just like St. Louis.
Right.
You probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now all the North County people are pissed at me.
There goes the viewership.
And why are we?
Yeah.
Yep. They're all doing the Kevin thing, East swinging their arms around.
East side's going, David.
How you feel about the season?
You know, I like where we're at right now. I think we're playoff contenders, but we'll see how the season goes. We got to pray for no injuries, and you know, we'll see how it goes.
Kev, you ready to make the switch over to Blues hockey?
Always, man. I grew up on hockey as a kid. I mean, I grew up watching Hockey Night in Canada every Saturday night, and obviously have covered the Blues since 2006. So I think I was telling the guys before that, you know, this time last year I didn't have a good feel for where I thought they were. I thought they were kind of stuck, like got to wait for some contracts to expire, and some of the guys had gotten old. But, you know, stealing a couple of guys on the restricted free agency with Broberg and Holloway, I think, helped change. It wasn't the only thing that changed everything, but that, some developments, the Camp Fowler trade, which at the time didn't feel like much, but it turned out to be a huge deal. I feel a lot better about where they are, and they've got some good kids coming, too. Not just like Snuggerud and the guys that are here, but there's more coming.
How is the Armstrong into Snead going, analogize it to Mo and Heim?
I think it's similar, except that, similar in idea. Steve. Similar in the sense that we're transitioning from one boss to the other boss, but Armie's still going to be around. He's just not going to be the day-to-day GM. That's going to be Alexander Steen. Big difference, though, is that Steen really has such a huge part of Blues history already in him, right? Heim Bloom never worked for the Cardinals until a year and a half ago, where Steen's a part of everything that's happened in the last 10, 15 years. And, you know, in fact, that trade that got him and Carlo Koliakovo from Toronto for Lee Stempniak was one of the big things that helped turn them back to being contenders, because they needed a D-man, and Carlo was like the main part of that deal. And Steen was really an underperformer first-round pick that was playing like fourth line, didn't really click in Toronto. He got here, and all of a sudden, wow, this guy with an opportunity could play, and he was real, and he was a leader. So I think it's actually a better and easier transition because he already gets it, and he knows the players, and he's known them for most of them for years, especially the vets.
Big question, and all three of you can answer this. I know you guys are big hockey fans, but what has been the vibe? What has been the story since we won the Cup?
In what way?
Did we lose a bunch of guys? Did we take a step back?
You lost Alex Pietrangelo. You had some transition in the roster, so older guys leaving, Alex Steen retiring. Free agency and the salary cap caught up too, and that's something that Army was actually really honest about the last couple of years. Like, look, we had to make decisions. We couldn't keep everybody. We couldn't make promises to everybody. We had to make decisions because that's what happens in a capped league. And I think that's partly why the Blues probably got a little less, I don't know if you guys agree, but it felt like a little less heat than the Cardinals do, in part because the system does kind of wrap you in a bind in hockey. Where when you get good, you get high on the cap, and then when you get capped out, okay, well, you're stuck. You know, that's what it is. And if you have injuries, if guys get old or whatever, well, you know, that's kind of is what it is. But it's been in between. It's not been disastrous. It's not been ugly or anything like that.
Do you like the parity in the league based on all that?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love the fact in hockey that anybody that makes the playoffs can win it, which is, you know, it's true in baseball, too.
Yeah, we proved that. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about your event again at Queen of All Saints this Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. People show up, what are they going to see?
It's a food and beer wine tasting event. We have a general admission ticket that is currently going for $40. That's everything included. So the taxes, the fees, the credit card fees is $40 out the door.
We also have food and drink.
So we've got 18 food partners, and Rick is one of those. You're going to come and taste some of his delicious food. We have about 86 different varieties of various alcohol, beer, wine, seltzers, cocktails in a can, you name it, a few bourbons and stuff like that. We also have a designated driver, a Coca-Cola designated driver ticket for $15. That's for the people that are going to be in our responsible drivers, or maybe just somebody doesn't want to have any drinks. So we got Coca-Cola and some water from them. We also have a live band called the Z Band. Great band. You already know the weather's going to be incredible. The stars should be shining bright.
Yeah.
This is a community event. It is not designed as a fundraiser.
Okay.
So if you've been to any Catholic events or really any type of event, right, you go there, you buy your ticket, and then all of a sudden you get shut down, right? Hey, we got a 50-50. We got baskets. We got this. Once you buy your ticket, there is zero. You don't need to touch your wallet again.
That's great.
So
that's great. Rick, take 60 seconds and do a little live for Bar Down.
Oh, man, where do I begin on this? 2 years, 2 years is up and coming, right? We're excited. I guess the biggest thing that we've been doing is listening to our customers. They ask for different beers. They ask for ales. They ask for ciders. So we brought in the Ocast for Oktoberfest. We brought in the Blake's cider, some different pizzas. People were asking for different pizzas. We upgraded that. We're still using Pete's Italian Baking. Great pizza. It's fresh, never frozen. We're also adding some vegetables for some of the people that maybe can't eat that fried food. So we have lemon pepper chicken. We have plenty of salads, veggies. And then we have some of the same stuff that people have been coming for the last 2 years.
Nice. Well, congratulations. 8 years, right?
Yep. This is our eighth annual. And Dave, we'd like to also offer a special for the DGS listeners. If you go to taftonandcorkstl.com, you'll click at the top left. There's a ticket button that's going to take you to our Eventbrite site. You'll go to the tickets. And in there at the very top, there's a promo code. If you put in DGS, hit apply, you'll get $5 off. So your ticket will be $35.
Thank you for that.
Sure.
That's very kind.
No problem.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday.
Times, I don't know why, but this old
welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Two things to say.
I ain't really
then
sure
I'm going to turn it over to my friend Rachel. First of all, I've said this before, but last night I was watching Hakeem Jeffries on something, probably CNN. And once again, he said the big ugly bill. That's enough for me to not vote for Democrats. Like, you are the leader, the minority leader in the House of Representatives of the United States of America. It just offends the comedian in me or the marketer in me. Like, they say it's the big, beautiful bill, and you're like, I got it. We're going to change beautiful to ugly. And it's like, shut, go outside and practice falling down. That is such a fail. So stupid. That's one thought. I was in the zone for this next thought. You know who's been making a fortune forever? Cardboard box companies. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get stuff delivered all the time from Amazon. In a cardboard box, I have to believe essentially the way it was when it was invented by George Washington or whatever it was.
One must think.
These efforts just been sitting back cashing these checks.
Yeah.
Like, no one, we have a helicopter on Mars, and no one's thought of a better thing than the cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And we recycle them, so they probably don't even have to make a new cardboard.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that was just that genius back during that time.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
One more thing, Rach, before I throw it over to you for Razor's Edge. I saw Fantastic Four.
Oh, really?
I liked Fantastic Four.
I hope I do.
I thought it was pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the one thing I loved about it the most, it's in an alternate universe, so it's Earth 828. I love that. And what's so fascinating is it's set sort of like in what would be our 1950s or 60s. Like the television and the cars and things like that are very retro, and yet they have like faster than light speed spacecrafts. That was cool. I thought that was kind of neat.
If you like that kind of 60s superhero aesthetic, I highly recommend the Pixar movie The Incredibles.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, yeah, I figured you might would probably have seen it, having, you know, Nick and Phoebe, but yeah, that's got those that same kind of aesthetic, and it's excellent.
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to talk about Meta. So recently, they have used back-to-school pictures of schoolgirls to advertise one of its social media platforms. They're using pictures of schoolgirls to advertise to a 37-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
So Meta owns Facebook, Instagram, Threads. Threads is like the Twitter X ripoff that Mark Zuckerberg created. This man is saying like, yeah, I was on Facebook. I'm scrolling and I see a advertisement for Threads. And it was Meta using pictures that parents had posted of their 12, 13-year-old girls in like their Catholic school uniforms or what have you, going back to school. Meta is taking those pictures and using them as an advertisement.
Real
teenage girls, preteen girls.
Without their consent, I'm guessing.
Well, I guess you've consented to it by using the platform, but you don't realize what you're getting into, right? They're using this as an advertisement, and the man said there appeared to be an aspect of sexualization because they weren't using any boys in school uniform. He said it just felt really inappropriate and really weird. So then the parents of the small children who appeared in these posts were very upset whenever they found out. They're saying like, yeah, I mean, when I post a photo like this of my kid, I'm not thinking that it's going to be taken and used as an advertisement for a middle-aged man to use a social media platform. Meta is basically saying like, oh yeah, okay. The images don't violate our policies, and these are back to school photos that were posted publicly by parents. We have systems in place to help make sure we don't recommend threads shared by teens, and users can control whether Meta suggests their public post on Instagram, yada, yada, yada. The point I'm trying to make with this, this is an evil company. This is a company that they're not doing anything without intention behind it. Like the thought of like, oh yeah, we just didn't think you guys would mind if we used pictures of those preteen girls in our advertisement in a kind of a sexual slant. We didn't think anything of it. You guys are kind of the weirdos for taking it that way. Like, you're joking, right? You think I'm stupid? As if you don't meticulously plan everything you do. Of course it was intentional. Of course you're getting away with everything you can possibly get away with. Mm. And then we catch you and we say something and then you roll out like a very soft protection and want a standing ovation for it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I think we should all just keep that in mind when we're using these platforms. They don't have our best interests in mind at all.
I think while you were gone, Rach, we had to talk about when someone's caught at something. And when someone's caught at something and their response is to go, I can't believe that you're like that. When I'm caught, that's what I do.
How dare you suggest?
Are you meaning to say like that?
Are
sounds
you saying
like what
that we're
doing
the thing that we're totally doing. Yeah,
I think take it down, Rach.
I think eventually they did. The 37-year-old Instagram user who like exposed this, who received the post, wanted to remain anonymous, and he said, look, this happened to me over several days. I was repeatedly served Meta advertisements for threads that exclusively featured parents' images of their daughters in school uniform. Some of these images revealed these girls' names. He says, as a father, I find it deeply inappropriate to repurpose these posts in targeted promotion to adults.
Yeesh.
I mean, should we all just get lawyers every time we sign up for anything?
Yeah,
because,
and
I mean, in reality, this shouldn't be small print stuff.
Yeah.
This should be huge disclaimer up front. We want to use all of your images for ads for free. And by using our app, you are giving us permission to do that. It should be, you should have to click yes on that.
Yeah.
Right up front. Not here's your terms. Go here and look on this little page and it's in 4 font and you can't even see it.
Yeah, and I guess my message, too, is I don't want to tell anyone how to parent, but just be really careful when you post your kids online. You're signing away sometimes into a situation like this. Of course, it never crossed your mind that a billions and billions of dollars, a company worth this much money is going to like scrape your content for an advertisement and use and exploit your daughter. Yeah. Of course, like, that doesn't cross your mind because why would it? Well, like, but it is something we have to consider at
this
point.
The fourth richest guy in the world can't hire child actors or models.
And why are you using a 13-year-old girl to advertise your social media platform to a grown man. You know that's a grown man. You know everything about this.
They're gathering
person.
The data for every person, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's very gross.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, quick break, right back. DJS, happy Tuesday.
Excuse me, should I go down?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So if you're watching on the stream, that handsome man there is Steve Ewing from Steve's Hot Dogs, The Urge, Steve Ewing Band. So I told Andrew a couple weeks ago, I'm like, get me Steve Ewing. And he's like, what do you want him for? I'm like, I just want Steve Ewing. And I miss him. Just get him in here on the show. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, brother.
What's new?
Oh, man, just a lot of the same. We do have a cool Urge show coming up November, the typical November show.
Yeah.
This year we're celebrating 25 years of Too Much Stereo and 30 years of Receiving a Gift of Flavor. So, yeah.
That can't be right.
It's like,
that
yeah.
can't be right. Man, it's happening to us.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I just turned 61. Who yep. turned 61?
You do.
I'm the only No one's done it before me.
It's just crazy. It is.
But you still look 40.
Well, I'll take that. Thank you very much. I'll take that.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, so just trying to, keep going with Urge. This year, we're taking more and more offers for Urge shows. For a while, we just didn't take as many. All of us were like super busy doing a bunch of stuff. And so we're just trying to make some more time to do some more Urge shows. And we've already got a few on the book for next year. So, so just kind of.
I always ask the guys from Monstero this question because they've done the show so many times.
Yeah.
And you get together for rehearsal. How much is there already? Like when you guys get together to prep for the show, is it pretty much all there? Is there a lot of work to be done?
Well, sort of. It's just the little things that make you tight, where you're not thinking about playing the songs anymore, where it just comes natural. So that's when we get in the rehearsal. That's what we're working on, you know? So we really like, yeah, I know this song. And then this year, with a Too Much Stereo record, there's probably like four or five of those songs that we never played live. It's one of those records that just was cool in the studio. It just didn't translate live for us.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of learn those songs, actually.
Was being in the studio way back when you guys were first starting that, was it like you thought it would be? Because every musician dreams of going in the studio.
Yeah,
Making the next Guns N' Roses album. Like, was it pretty much the way you thought?
The experience is different every time for us. Like, early on, we didn't really have a whole lot of money. So going in the studio meant we had to have it all together for the most part. We go in and track it almost live. And then,
like the early Beatles.
Yeah. Because you don't have a ton of money to go in there and just fiddle around. So it has to be ready to go and you just track it. And then the last two records we made, we had budget. So we spent more time in the studio, crafting things in the studio, playing with sounds. And that, we kind of got that feel on the those two Sony records that we did.
Yeah.
You got that rock star feel too. It was kind of cool.
So Jimmy Griffin and James Wolburn from the Pretenders were just in promoting Evolution Fest last week.
Sweet.
And we were talking about this phenomenon that I was talking to Devin Cahill. She was in here a week before that. And I've only experienced it truly in sports and in a band on stage. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about because you've done both. It's that rare moment. Like with my band, I played 500 gigs, and I bet it's happened 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
When you just lock in,
yeah,
in a way that's almost supernatural.
Yep.
It's not that you're all just playing great. Something paranormal happens.
Oh, yeah.
And it only lasts about 10 seconds.
That's the zone, yeah.
It's the best,
though. It's the best. You want to try to stay in that zone.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The audience doesn't always know you're in the zone. Like sometimes I'll have the worst gig I've ever played and be like, that was the best gig I've ever seen of you guys. But there's gigs where I know I'm in the zone and we're just perfect.
Yeah.
And they're like, that was a good show.
Yeah.
But it's like the audience doesn't always know when you're just perfect when you're in the zone.
Yeah.
They almost kind of don't even care.
Yeah.
I think they kind of like it a rough around their edge a little bit.
Yeah, that could be.
I know what you're talking about, though. It's awesome.
Yeah. And when you're good, and I'm not saying I'm good, but when you're good at something, because there are so many times that I'll say to Rach, I'm not David Letterman. I don't like break my lamp with a baseball bat after the show or something, but I'll say like, that wasn't a great show. And then I'll invariably get a text from someone going, that was a great show.
Yep.
Like you said, it's sort of just happenstance. You just like, don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
So I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was now, you will, but when you came in to do the show and you thought Steve Hot Dogs might be going away.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah,
that was a turning point.
Totally remember that. It was a whirlwind. It was, we were ready to go. I was personally ready to go. And so we made the announcement and then, came in and talked to you and some other folks and. Yeah, it was my mind. That was it.
Yeah. What happened? How did it take off again?
My partners, Danny was working as a consultant for me for marketing stuff. And she's really good at writing the press releases and stuff. So I said, can you just write the press release? I'm ready to hang it up. Can you just let the public know? So she's like, okay, I'll do that. But if after this week, we'll give it a week after this week, let me know how you feel about this. And I think she had an idea that we would have the support that we got from the city. So for that week, after I announced it, we experienced record sales, like enough to really just pay off almost all the other debt we had and just kind of start over. And she's like, do you still want to be out of it? We'd love to be partners with you. We think you have a great thing here in the community, and she built. And so I'm like, yeah, I think it's, if I have partnership, if I can go forward with you guys, I'm into it. So yeah. So
that's, it's like a movie.
At. Yep.
It's like It's a Wonderful Life.
It's like, you're ready to jump off the bridge. Like,
someone's like, give me a hot dog.
Every time someone rings a bell.
That's right.
Someone just had a foot long.
It's totally like, it's a wonderful life.
So I saw a TikTok of you and you said, these new buns. And I'm like, say that again.
Yeah.
Tell me about your new buns.
So our original bun came from Vitali Bakery, which was across the street from our original location. So that bread came out of the oven and was served within 2 hours. It was perfect. As we grew and we had, you know, the restaurant open at nighttime in multiple locations, it was hard to do that. So we went with another bakery. We went with Companion, which is another local baker. And they did a great job of constructing something that was hearty and had a good bite to it that would just last longer. And so what we keep getting also, though, from our customers, from a lot of customers, especially new ones, is that we want a softer bun, like a more of a traditional kind of bun. So we got one, a really high quality one that'll give us like you more of that ballpark kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
So we added that to it. So now we're kind of like you can order your hot dog with any of those buns.
Oh, that's great.
So you can get a pretzel bun. You can get, you know, we have the gluten-free bun. You can get the soft one, and then you can get the hearty, like, Italian roll.
You know, our generation, we didn't grow up with Kaiser rolls. We grew up with Wonder Bread.
We grew up with Wonder Bread.
Yeah, Bunny
yeah.
Bread.
Yep, that's exactly
soft
what it
was. Soft white bread and a hot dog.
Yep.
So, I didn't know there was other bread. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hamburgers, white Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, white Wonder Bread. Yeah. First time I saw a bun, I'm like, who are these trillionaires?
We didn't have buns either. Everything, like you, everything was just on bright bread. Yeah. And it was good. I liked it.
You didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? What do you still want to do? Whether it's musically or it's with the business, like, what kind of keeps you up at 3 a.m. thinking, I think I want to do this?
There's a couple other, you know, things I think of business wise and just in my future. I'm a relatively fit guy and I love fitness and I love that world. And so I feel like at some point I'll probably segue into doing something in the fitness world.
Okay.
If not just for, you know, helping folks around, you know, nearby or just, yeah. you know, just making sure I stay in shape.
Are you still competing?
This year I'm not, but I'm planning on the NPC show for the spring.
Oh, great.
Which is in April, which is good. It's earlier yeah. this year. So
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but when I was in college, I was big into bodybuilding, just obsessed. Mm-hmm. I was at SIU and, this makes me believe there might be a God. it was spring break and they were having all this stuff going on campus. And I saw a flyer for the Mr. SIU contest.
Cool.
So I train.
Nice.
And I cut and I tan.
Yep.
And I show up that day in oversized clothes because I don't want to see my competitors to see my abs.
Yep.
And the first guy comes out and he weighs about 400 pounds and he's wearing a duck outfit. And I realized, oh, it's not a bodybuilding contest. This is a spring break contest. Can you imagine the humiliation had I gone first and started doing yeah, double back poses? Like, oh my God. I slunk out of there like I had a bomb in my head.
But, I mean, you walked out of there in like really good shape, though.
Yeah. Better than the first guy.
Right.
So where are all the Steve's hot dogs now?
So we have Chesterfield at the Hub. We have the Maker District on Del Mar. We have our main store on South Grand.
Yeah.
Grand and Juniata. And then we're at the Enterprise Center, the Dome, and we are at Energizer Park.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
A lot of hot dogs, yeah.
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 So when's the Urge Show?
The Urge Show is November 28th at the Pageant.
Okay, excellent. Yep. And you and I got to get our bands together. I know we're working on that.
Yes, I cannot wait for
that.
We
got to make that happen.
I think, and Julie was really trying to get it to happen just recently, but I think it'll be it. I think she's right. It'll be an awesome show.
We'll get it going. That's Steve Ewing. Thank you, my pal.
Yeah, man.
If I dig too deep, if I stay too long.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So everyone that's ever been on this show who's in radio comments how fast it goes. Like, it is just a freight train. Good or bad, man. It just moves from one thing to another. But this show has been, I can't believe it's almost 3 o'clock. This has been, like, especially fast. We had someone get upset that we were talking too much baseball in the first hour. But, I mean, we're KMOX. It's a flagship station. It's a big day.
It's also one guy out of everyone that's commented.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So our buddy Derek Gould just gave us some more information, which is really, really interesting.
And this gets kind of to the point that I was making earlier for people that missed us earlier, that at the initial press conferences like this, that's not where you're going to get the most information, because it's always going to be quick and it's going to be surface level and it's like one thing to the next. And you're going to learn the more meaningful things in the coming days through the individual conversations that happened after that, right? Just as an example, Derek Gould tweeted a little bit ago that he had his conversation with Chaim Bloom. And it's more than one thing. Like, as an example, said he sees that they need to add starting pitching, maybe in free agency. So that's an interesting note that was not going to be addressed in that setting, but is addressed later on. But then he also said, this is from Derek Gould saying, that releasing Arenado is, quote, not an option, according to Chaim Bloom. And if they can't trade him, then they'd be happy to keep him as the third baseman. So that's a bit of news. That's not something that necessarily came out. Because, again, if I were going to get the one-on-one with Chaim Bloom, that would be what I would save for the questions in my interview. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily just throw that out there in a press conference setting.
What do you think? How's that hit you?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I got to think about it. I don't love the idea of being tied to a declining player when you're rebuilding. I understand why they're going to say that. Well, you know, because number one, if you say, well, you know, if we're not going to trade him, we'll release him. Well, then nobody's going to trade for him. So there's a little bit of a messaging thing there, right? Because they'll just wait for you to release him and then they can go pick him up. So that's, I'm sure, a big part of it. But also there are people in the sport, not just the Cardinals. There are people in the sport that just wouldn't want to do that to a player of his level. And now it happened to Albert. It happened to Albert with the Angels. They eventually got to the point where they did release him. But a lot of teams don't want to do that. Whether you call it, they don't want to be disrespectful, or they just don't like the way it feels. Players of that magnitude, they tend to not want to do it. I don't know what's behind that. But I would say that, me personally, I don't think you're going forward enough if you have a 35-year-old declining third baseman playing every day next year.
Is Arenado, does he have one more or two more?
So he's got two more years under his contract. The second one, though, is a reduced number. It's only like $15 million. It's not as big of a deal.
Next year is how much?
Well, it's 35, but the Cardinals, I think, are only on the hook for 30 of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to simplify it, because I've heard you guys on Rush Hour and a million times talk about this, and I thought I'd heard one of you say, basically, that, look, you're going to pay him $30 million either way.
Yeah.
In one way, he can hurt you and,
or at least not,
and log jam.
At least not help you move forward, right?
Yes.
If you don't want to say hurt, that's fine, because I know the team wouldn't look at it that way. But you're not moving forward with an older player that's been in decline. That's how I view it. It's nothing against Arenado. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he is the kind of guy where I understand you might want some of your young guys to pick up some of his habits. But some of the young guys haven't, and he's been there for the past couple of years. So I'm not. But again, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe they look at that and they say, if Weatherholt picks up some of his habits, that'd be a great thing. I mean, they could have a deeper thinking on it than I do. My thinking on it is to create playing time and to avoid this. But we don't know. What if they trade the other guys that would play there for now? What if they trade Gorman? What if they? You know, I don't know what they're going to do. That's the thing. We don't know what's next. But Bloom did say, they're going to have to make some difficult decisions this offseason. Basically, We got a lot of roster work to do.
So here's my input as a fan. If he doesn't completely screw up your plan, to me, because it's not my money, I'm not paying anyone $30 million, but to me, it's not the worst thing in the world to have a Hall of Famer who's still very solid defensively and soft offensively. That's not a killer.
It's not a killer unless it's holding someone else back.
Right.
That's the only way. So if you're again, depending on what they do, if you're making moves and it's not holding anything else back, okay, that's fine. Right? That's my beef has been that because they won't sit him when he's healthy and he's older and maybe sitting more would help him. And who knows? Maybe that conversation will happen. Yeah. Maybe that'll be more, hey, listen, we got to rest you more to get more out of you. Because Matt and Bernie and I have all talked, we all agree that he would probably be a better player with more rest.
Well, and you know so much more about this than I do, but I don't want Gorman to be my third baseman. I just don't. I don't want him to be my second baseman. I'm just kind of out on Gorman. And if Weatherholt's going to be up here, he seems more natural at second than third. So I don't know that you'd
He's played more second.
I don't know that you'd have someone pushing Arenado in the back if Gorman's gone.
Not so much, right? Or if you clear other things out and then Gorman's the DH and Herrera, because they've already said they're going to give Herrera. Ollie's already said they're going to give Herrera a chance to earn time as a catcher again. So they can do things that can make it work. But again, what we don't know is what are they going to trade? If they're going to trade Brendan Donovan, okay, that opens up a significant spot. If they're going to trade Alec Burleson, if they're going to trade Gorman. I mean, like all of these things that could come up, that will help me at least when we get to that point decide whether or not I'm worried about a player holding someone else back or just holding the lineup back. But if you're in a rebuild, the numbers aren't the end of the world.
Yeah.
And if you're not holding a player back from getting the playing time they need, then it's not the end of the world. So it's all about, so if you turn around and trade those guys for pitching and then you're going to just slot J.J. Weatherholt in at second base and you've got it all kind of laid out in a sensible way, it's that then that scenario, it's not a terrible thing to have Arenado back.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a matter of what it looks like.
Yeah. Just so you know, programming here, John Rooney did a sit down with Chaim Bloom. Andrew is listening to it now. He tells me it's very good. He's going to cut it up and give DGS about 5 minutes of it, which we'll bring to you either at the top of the hour or at 3:15. We're trying to decide which one it's going to be.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.